BBC Radio Sheffield. Howie and Kat here on a special Children in Need breakfast for you. It's 18 minutes to 8. Now, you might have seen the papers this morning. Another of the main stories, with Wendy as well, the Olympic heptathlon gold medalist Jessica Ennis has said she'll ask Sheffield United to remove a name from the stand that's named after her if convicted rapist Ched Evans is offered a contract by the club. In a statement, Jessica says that she believes being a role model to young people is a big honour, and those in positions of influence should respect the role they play in young people's lives and set a good example. She goes on to say that if Evans was to re-sign to the club, it would completely contradict these beliefs. Well, listening to that is Paul Hitchens. He's a branding expert and author of Creating the Perfect Brand. Good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning.
How big a deal is this for Sheffield United, then?
I think it's a very big deal. It's strong brands stand for something. They have core values that they're based on. Jessica Ennis has made it very clear that she feels that her own values and her beliefs are being compromised, and she's made it very clear how she feels about the situation, and she joins that of those of other voices too. If you're going to build a strong brand, you need to have core values, and those values are put in place by the leadership. And those values pretty much dictate the behaviour of the organisation. And you use those values to guide people within the company, within the organisation, within the brand, on how to act in any given situation. The great thing about these values is that they provide a moral framework, a sort of moral compass that allows you to make decisions in any given situation.
So why is it so important to protect the brand, then?
Well, if you want to build value in an organisation, it's you do that through integrity. And of course, ultimately, the club is a brand, and if it damages its reputation, it will affect the value or the perceived value of the brand. And that will be then have a knock-on effect on ticket sales, sales of merchandise, licensing the club name, you will fracture your core audience between those that are happy with the decision and those that feel that it compromises the values that they chose the club for in the first place.
So what advice would you give to the club, then?
I think at the moment it's been suggested by many people in the media that they appear to be waiting for the public to tell them what to do. There's a petition has already been put in place, but I think a brand shouldn't really wait for everybody else to tell them what to do. A brand should know in its heart, through its values, what it stands for, and make that decision without being cajoled into it.
Paul, good to talk to you. Paul Hitchens, branding expert and author of Create the Perfect Brand.
Travel update. BBC Radio Sheffield.